The Lincoln Performing Arts Centre is one of those wonderful jewels in the crown of Lincolnshire that in the past year has paid host to a whole heap of goodies. Isn't that right, Ed?
Absolutely right. Yes, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre has a really important part to play in Lincoln in terms of its position within the university, of course, to a city with a varied culture.
We're delighted to actually be sharing the dressing room with the performance director of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, the legendary Craig Morrow. Craig, we last saw you actually when you were just heading off after the Reduced Shakespeare Company, obviously taking up full role there. I think you participated in that, if memory serves.
I did. I was stitched up and I did end up on stage, it is true.
There we are, you see. And finally, we managed to book you for a Siren 107.3 FM piece. This must almost be the dream job in many ways, Craig, because, I mean, I'm looking ahead to the schedule that's coming up, and you've got an absolutely cornucopia of delights.
Oh, it is an excellent job when you get to do the fun stuff. So, yes, in terms of the fun stuff, we've got amazing opportunities that we've been following through this season. So we're doing in-house shows, we're doing visiting companies, and we've got our own in-house Christmas show as well. So lots and lots of things for me to get my teeth stuck into.
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is something we'll come to. We've already spoken about the Big Red Bath on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Ed?
The theatre space itself is quite versatile, isn't it? In a way, it feels quite intimate, but I would imagine it's probably larger than it first looks like when you walk in.
Absolutely. There's 444 seats. There were 450 when it was built, but we've removed six because they weren't any good. So the size is actually really large for compared to what you'd think. But we can also shrink it down. So we've got the gallery section, which we can close off, and then we can reduce sort of the front few rows of seats to make it more intimate. And also what we're doing for The Lion, the Witch, which we can we'll talk about later, is we can flatfall the auditorium and kind of build seating within the space as well, which kind of gives us a further string to our bow.
We've just walked past the vast backstage space, if you like, where, as an outsider, we've just had the chance to see all the lighting rig and all the space and all the equipment and everything like that. So it's a big space. But I visited recently, 6 months ago, to see Craig, the guitarist, and just one person on a stage with one instrument. And you actually felt you were part of it.
That's right. It's amazing what you can do with lights to kind of really focus down your attention in the space. And as we said, you know, it is quite a large space, but when you've got one person, they can command that stage really, really easily. It's just about positioning them correctly and then closing them in just a little bit with the lighting, which is, yeah, it's a fantastically versatile space. I hadn't seen it before I had my interview, but once I had my interview and then got to have a tour, I fell in love with it. It's a great theatre.
It seems to cross over quite nicely between a fully professional theatre, which of course it is, and also a student performance space. And I know Marco Thomas was delighted, and indeed his predecessors, Michael Early, indeed Richard Hand, who's now over at the University of South Wales. This is something that's actually quite unique.
Absolutely. I mean, this venue, in terms of the mix of student and professional work and local community hires, it is unique. In many ways, we're leading the way nationally in terms of how we embed our students and the level of engagement with the work that they do as part of the communities. So, you know, there are very few venues that have drama courses based within the building and where those students can actually produce their work and then show it and share it with the community.
As we were saying in a recent discussion with Ross Einfield, there are so many magical things coming up in the upcoming season. Alexei Sale, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, we've already mentioned, The Vagina Monologues, a whole range of good stuff from that point of view. When you're programming a season, and obviously this started presumably back in March at least, or probably before then.
About this time last year, actually, and that's when it started. And it varies from theatre to theatre, and sometimes I kick myself for being really, really late and go, oh, I've got to get something sorted. But actually, there is quite a long lead time, and that gives us an opportunity to really kind of structure the season and think about what kind of shows we want to bring in. So over half term, there's always a family show, and we always have some contemporary dance at certain points, and then we can link in with other events going around in the country, so the comedy festival and Frequency as well.
And, of course, what went down extremely well last year, I know that Sweeney was particularly keen on this, were the tributes to T-Rex and ABBA. They were extremely fun events to go to.
Absolutely. You know, they were a bit of a change for us, kind of a summer season experience. And that's something which we're hoping to replicate again in this summer, but we haven't programmed that yet. So I'm aware the clock's ticking, so I do need to make some decisions for the spring.
We're currently almost slap bang in the middle of Freshers' Week, the legendary time when students take that leap across the threshold into young adulthood and so on. How would you actually promote the magic that is the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre to a student who perhaps is doing journalism, perhaps is doing food science, perhaps is doing a different topic entirely and may not have even thought of checking out the on-site cultural scene?
Well, first of all, I'd point out that we do lots of kind of populist entertainment. So there's lots of levels of opportunity for you to get engaged. If you're not sure about going to the theatre, you can come along to one of our free bar events, for example. So we do free comedy on a Monday night, starting next Monday. And that's local and regional and national comedians touring around, and it's performed free in our cafe. And that's kind of a great way to dip your toe in the water, and then you might want to come back and try something in the comedy festival. And then if you like that, then we've got one or two shows that you can tell, you know, they're a bit weird and wacky, and they'll be a good night out. And once you get in the space and give it a go, you know, you'll really enjoy yourself. And also, you know, it's not very often that you'll be able to attend the theatre for just a fiver, which in Lincoln is pretty much cheaper than the cinema. So, you know, it's not an expensive night out.
And you've been perusing the brochure. Thoughts from yourself?
Craig, I'm interested to know what is different about what we can find at Lincoln Performing Arts Centre compared to the other venues in the city. Are there ways here perhaps that you can get your own work on stage perhaps?
Absolutely. I mean, we are different, and in fact all the venues in Lincoln are different and offer different things. One of the things that makes us different is the kind of modern nature of our resources. So our lighting and all our technical side of things is really state of the art. And the size of the stage and the size of the auditorium, that means that we can bring in different types of shows on the professional touring network. So we've got a show that's in association with the RSC, which you probably wouldn't fit into some of the other venues. But also because of the nature of being involved with young people and students, that what we're quite keen to do is to support the next generation of theatre makers. So there's the opportunity for students to propose shows, but also local communities can kind of hire the space as well. So I think it's that real mix of professional and student and community-led content that really makes us stand out from the crowd.
And you've got an event in early November called Script This, which is probably for the students particularly, is it?
Script This.
Script This.
Script This.
Yes, Script This. That's right. It's actually a national playwriting competition. So we have playwrights submitting plays from all over the country. Some of the winners on previous occasions have been from as far-flung as Devon and Cornwall, I think.
Good heavens.
Absolutely. And because we're one of the few venues in the country that do this sort of thing, we do get a wide range of scripts submitted. These scripts are submitted, they're given a work with a director and some professional actors, and then performed to the local community. So it's an opportunity to see a show that might be taken on elsewhere by another theatre and then produced on a national tour, and you could see it here first.
When I, together with some of my colleagues, made the great journey from Humberside to Lincoln in the last century, of course, these days, I won't say that the phrase cultural desert was applied to Lincoln, but it was certainly in the back of some of our minds. We look at it now, here we are, 2013-2014 season. We have actively got involved with Lincoln Inspired, of course, with Sarah Bullimore, lots of exciting things coming through with respect to that. As we said at the start, this really shows how the cultural arts sequence, and we hear a great deal about cultural industries, can impact so positively on a region.
Absolutely. I mean, Lincoln, in terms of culture, is incredibly well stocked. If you think about the number of venues alone within the kind of square miles of Lincoln and North Highcombe as well, I think you're looking at something like five, if you add them all up, five or six, which for a population of our size is kind of crazy. But it's fantastic that we've got so much choice. And this sort of rubs off on the future generation of artists. And they stay and choose to work here. And it just widens the diversity of the community in all the great ways. And then people buy different things and shop for different things, and we get a wider sense of a community, I guess.
And Ed, obviously you were at Lincolnshire Lab before heading down to Essex and coming back for postgraduate and MA Community Radio. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I only came to Lincoln Performing Arts Centre first time last year, and it was remarkable because from the outside of the building you have no idea what to expect. And it really was. I felt very, very engaged by what I was seeing. That was the reduced Shakespeare company. And, you know, if I was going to want to find out more, I can become a gold friend, a silver friend, and I can feel a bit more part of it.
What a wonderful corporate placement there, Ed. Very impressed. Perhaps you'd like to share more with us about how people can actually support LPAC, Craig.
Absolutely, yes. That's one of the things that we're doing this season. So obviously we're part of the University of Lincoln, which is a charity or has charitable status. And so, you know, we do need to raise and fundraise some money to kind of help support what we do. And to kind of help us along that line, we're developing a friends scheme. So if you love coming to the theatre and you want to pay a fee, say £25 a year, then you get priority booking and you get some free tickets for shows, and also you get a really good opportunity to look at behind the scenes. And we also do a gold friend, so if you want to pay a little bit more, obviously your benefits are a little higher, but really it's best a way for you to kind of save money and support your theatre at the same time. So thanks very much for that plug there.
That's all right. We were talking about friends with benefits on the programme last week, but this seems to be a very acceptable way of doing something such as that.
Absolutely. Craig, there's so much in the brochure. It would take a good few hours to do justice to the whole range of things. But we did speak about the winter show, the Christmas show, because I won't use the term pantomime because it isn't a pantomime. It's something more special, if you can say that, than that. It's something that's become almost a tradition that the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre puts something magical on the stage for all the family.
That's right. I mean, just think, it's not a panto, and thanks for picking up on that. I mean, there are great pantos that take place in Lincoln, and why would we want to compete with that? You know, we want to do something that's different, that's going to offer families who want to try something else the opportunity to do so. So we're doing The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, which is the Adrian Mitchell adaptation that was done for the RSC back in the 1990s, which is a fantastic show full of a really big cast. And we're doing it in the round, as I alluded to earlier. So that means that the action's taking place in front of you and it's viewed from all the various different sides. It's really immersive.
That'd be a nightmare for the actors, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. One of their first workshops is on how to deal with that. So yes, they'll be working on that. And it's going to involve projection and puppetry as well, and obviously a very large cast, because we're working with the School of Performing Arts with the graduating students to perform that. Last year we did Wizard of Oz, which was really fantastic show, and this year we've increased our capacity and the number of shows, and we're really hoping that this will do equally, if not better.
And we're certainly looking forward to hopefully doing a series of behind-the-scenes reports as we build up to that time. I know it'll be with us before we know it in December, but it's difficult to think of in the Indian summer weather we're having at present, but it will be happening. Anything else that's caught your eye, Ed?
Absolutely. On the 10th and the 11th of October, the Royal Shakespeare Company will be performing Twelfth Night here at Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, and that's the only Shakespeare that I actually know and like. So I'll certainly be coming to that, and then I'll be bringing my nephew and my nieces, I think, along to see Postman Pat live, which looks fabulous. Absolutely.
Best way to actually get online, because that's another sort of scenario. We are in a technologically oriented world, and of course there is a new ticket system that's actually sorted through, so even if people are listening to this as far away as Middlesbrough or Hong Kong, they can still actually book tickets online.
Absolutely, yes. Again, another thing that I've been looking to do since I arrived here, and everybody's been saying, oh, sort out your box office, and we've sorted out our box office, hooray! So there are now no ticket charges. We run it all in-house. We've got a brand new system. And so you can phone on 01522 837600, or you can visit our website, www.lpac.co.uk, and you can buy tickets online. As I said, no fees involved anymore except for postage, which you can always collect them here.
Craig, it's been a delight actually sharing some time with you today. I know you've been difficult to track down over the months when we've looked at us to sort this thing through. In the end, as we said to Ross, we'll come and see Craig. He doesn't have to come over the bridge to see us in Siren, but who knows, maybe we've made this journey. Perhaps you'd like to reciprocate and come over to the studio sometime and actually share a show with us.
Absolutely, and I'd love to come and visit you guys.